You know you're about to have a really wild day when you wake up and the first thing you notice is that one of your hands is smaller than the other. And not just a slight difference in size. No. This poor fellow's hand, why don't we call him Will, had significantly shrunk in size overnight. Cursing and screaming in horror, he leapt out of bed and ran to grab his phone. Those fucking two-headed she-devil harpies! They did something to my hand! He screamed into the phone, hysterical, talking a mile a minute. His friend on the other end, trying to calm him down. Of course, by the time he finished telling his friend the story of the two mysterious she-demons that bewitched him, he merely dismissed his claims, telling him to get some medical attention and hanging up the phone on Will. Will decided to do what he always did when he was stressed, upset, confused, horrified, horny, and jerk off. Laying back down on the bed, his favorite stuffed unicorn plush toy tucked under his arm, under the arm of the good hand, he decided to see what his new shrunken hand would feel like, gliding up and down his cock. And oh, it felt even bigger in the shrunken hand. Will never imagined that something so seemingly horrible, not to mention creepy, could feel so good. Making his way into the bathroom, Will rubbed his eyes, staring at his reflection and slowly raising his tiny hand to the mirror. Covered in sticky man juice, the shrunken hand looked even more grotesque. Before he had time to contemplate just what had happened and how to go about fixing it, a high-pitched, sinister laugh filled the room, echoing off the walls. And then he saw her. That cute, petite blonde woman he'd seen the other night. He remembered her face and her laugh. "You'd better enjoy it while it lasts, Twinkle Dick," she said, smirking at him, her eyes flashing an unnatural color. He spun around to find that there was no one else in the bathroom with him. Was he seeing things? He turned slowly, heart racing, to face the mirror again, and jumped as he saw not the blonde's face, not this time, but the other one. The woman with the glowing green eyes and wicked smile. A feral grin on her face, her laughter started deep in her throat. Eyes glowing brightly, large curved horns suddenly sprouting from her head as her laughter began to build in volume. Her voice strangely distorted. "She's right, you know," the woman said, still laughing. "We haven't even begun fucking with you. And you can rest assured, your hand won't be the only thing that's shrunk when we're done with you, unicorn slut." Oh dear, this does sound like quite the horrifying shrinking fetish tale, doesn't it? Do you want to know what these she-devils will do to the soon-to-be tiny man and who the wicked Mistress Brighton's mischievous partner is that appeared in the mirror? Stay tuned if you enjoy erotic storytelling and want to tell me all about your shrinking fetish fantasy. You can call me at 1-800-601-6975. and ask for Brighton.